Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Omaha this weekend. You're in Atlantic City next weekend. It's actually all during the week there at Howie Mandel's Club at the Hard Rock. And then coming up, you're in Des Moines. And you're all over the place. Denver, Appleton for checkout.
Wait,
all
you
the...
go Omaha, Atlantic City, then back to Des Moines?
Yeah, that's a bad routing
that's
there.
Yeah, poor that's, routing.
He doesn't know anything about that. Yeah. The routing thing, he didn't know. I just go where I'm told.
Yes, you do. Greg Morton is with us this morning. America's Got Talent's own. We can say that officially now. We've known you for years. Congratulations on all the recent success. I mean, you've been funny man forever, but how does this change your life?
Oh, incredibly.
Yeah. Everything different?
Yeah, man, I just get mobbed and do the funny noises. Can you do the funny noises?
Yeah, but you do a whole
I'm in the bathroom. Stick around.
Really?
You're going to hear the funny noises.
But you've been doing 50 minutes on stage for years, so is it just do the funny noises now from people in public?
Well, this one guy got mad at me.
Where?
Well, he didn't realize that I had a career before this.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he thought that I was taking somebody else's spot. And it ended up in this big fight on the internet. Well, he's taking somebody else's spot.
Was this another
somebody?
Comic?
What's that?
Another
spot?
Comic?
Where? On the at a club?
No,
or
it's just somebody, a viewer, somebody who's been watching AGT for years.
Why would he be concerned about the career of other comedians?
Well, they drank the Kool-Aid, and they, you know, they believed that.
So they're mad at you that you're taking somebody else's spot on America's Got Talent.
Yeah. Oh. You know, somebody who, you know.
That wasn't a working comedian.
There you go.
Got it.
There you go.
But you know, right. You know,
a non-professional.
You know better than anybody. National TV, it's a different stratosphere.
Well, they're not going to put an open micer on.
No, they're not. They think that. I think some of those shows portray it like it's somebody brand new, and we all know it's not.
Yeah,
it's very famous, and people have done this for years.
Yeah,
there's no overnight sensation
no.
in the world of comedy.
Did you fight back with a guy on the internet, or you just said, "Screw you"?
I did. I'm spunky that way. I just kept it going. I started trolling him.
Did you really?
Yeah. Was he gave up after a while?
Was he just a viewer, not a businessman? He
just
wasn't,
a
he wasn't
viewer.
In the business?
That's all he was.
Oh my god.
Then another guy says, "I'm sorry, Greg, but you seem like a nice guy, but you have no talent."
Oh, what? Really? Listen, you can say that I don't like a person, but you cannot say that's not talent.
Yeah. Well, that's what that's how he felt.
Yeah, you make funny
noises. I guess
noises.
If it's not singing, then it's not talent.
That's right.
You know how it is.
But to me, funny noises, talent.
To me, it is. I've been doing it all my life.
Yes, absolutely. You have been, and you're an expert at it.
I've done a lot of detention time over that. I paid my dues.
You've been paying your dues for years now.
We talked to Howie Mandel earlier this week.
Oh, yeah.
You two did not know each other?
No.
Growing up in the... Do you remember him?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The comedy scene in Toronto?
He was one of the first comics that I saw.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
I saw him in college. Like, we had I was telling Colleen the other day. We have this. We didn't have a real English class with books and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we would have day trips and night trips, and he'd take us out drinking.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What was your drinking age in Canada at the time?
Well, I think 18.
Okay.
Yeah, 18. This day, I think it's 18.
I know, but you were in high school?
I was in college.
Oh, college, got it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So he would take us out to bars, and we would go to Second City and comedy clubs and plays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was
that's
a riot.
Great class.
Cool.
Well,
yeah. That's how we started.
Well, he was trying to bang some of the students. So
that's it.
That's what it was.
Get the co-eds drunk, right?
And you can do that if you're a college professor. You don't get in trouble.
No.
No, if you have tenure, especially if you have tenure, they don't care. Right?
So did you end up banging him?
Who did?
I mean, finish the story.
I'm not into beards. So
Oh, really?
Puss can't grow one, so right there you go.
So we saw Howie at a comedy club. He came out and he was hysterical.
Man.
He was really young when he started, wasn't
oh,
he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I've never seen him before St. Elsewhere. I mean, he was a comedian before he became an actor. I mean, well, remember, he had a nice long run on St. Elsewhere.
He did.
I mean, in the 80s, that's a long time ago, I get what we're talking, but he was actually an actor, a serious actor on St. Elsewhere.
I think Fits Like a Glove, his first comedy album, came out in the mid-80s. The one where he's wearing the...
yeah, but he was a comedian way before
that. That's right.
Yeah. That's where I became a fan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But who are the other judges on that show? I forget.
Simon Cowell.
Oh, Simon. Yeah. What was Simon like to you? All those, I mean,
very nice.
Yeah.
Shook my hand twice. Gave me some advice.
Oh, really? What was his advice?
He says, I think you're doing really well with the kids.
Okay.
And I took that to heart, and I went out and I bought a van and some candy. I bought some candy. And
Now, you are doing a kids show down Sundays, right? This week is Sunday.
Yeah, because the regular show, you can't serve liquor to kids. No. You can't handle it. You got to start them out on cough syrup, and then they work their way up, right? So
the kids show Sunday, right, Cole?
Absolutely, 3:00.
All right, great.
It's been doing really well, right, Cole? We got like a lot of people.
Now, not that you've ever been really dirty, but you obviously have to tone it down for kids. So, was that trouble for you?
Yeah.
At first?
How do you resist?
Are you
still
more kids' voices?
Temptation.
I took out the nudity.
Did you?
I had to. The only time where I feel free.
Yeah.
But I went and I took that out and. I didn't have really many curse words. I don't curse.
No, you don't.
A lot.
And
when you do, it's in Canadian.
Yeah.
Right.
Kids don't recognize it.
All right, Cole, just say. If the nudity's out, cancel my reservation. I don't. We're not coming.
Like every Canadian, I just say, pardon my French, and then I move right into it.
Right into the swear word. All right. So, funnybonomall.com is your Greg Morton this weekend.
Thanks.
Our own Nick Allen's your MC this weekend. Who's your feature?
Colin Chamberlain.
Oh, Colin, okay.
I don't want to give anything away. But,
he's filthy.
Yeah.
You're still, with the exception of the kids show. Show your ass?
No. I had to take that out, too.
You retired the ass? No, not for the kids show.
Well, it's for the kids show.
Oh, yeah. No, the ass still exists.
Oh, good.
Regular show. Yeah.
Regular show, ass cometh.
I want to see it.
Plenty of ass. Plenty of ass in that
Plenty of ass. Now, we talked to you on the phone last time, since we haven't seen you since America's Got Talent blew up, and you told us that Thailand wants you.
Yeah.
And this is on the air, so we're not out of school.
They just called again yesterday.
It's one show, 20 grand, and we're joking off the air, and we'll try to do a little bit on the air about it. Is I was afraid, are you afraid you're going to go over there and do it for like some dictator? And then try the dictators, by the way. They're great.
Yeah. And then Todd does some research.
Yeah.
I vetted the prime minister of Thailand. He's also the minister of defense and the chief of police.
Well, a lot of these famous celebrities go over there and do these shows, and then they find out later the guy's a really bad dude.
Yeah.
I think J-Lo did a private show for $1 million. No, it was, wasn't J-Lo. It was,
I think Beyonce. Yeah.
Beyonce did a $1 million show for some guy that cuts heads off.
Yeah, but it was specifically.
Of his servants.
Yeah, she seems nice other than that.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. It was for that despot.
Yes.
Yeah, Greg's not doing it for the prime minister.
Who are you going
for? He's doing it for the people.
You know what? I don't know.
Oh, you don't?
I know it's a private birthday party, but you're right. I don't know who it is.
You're right.
And it could be for him.
Right. Or it could be somebody's sweet 16 and their dad's a bad guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And we also have the coronavirus now.
Which I forgot all about.
Yeah, I know. I brought it up. Your wife probably brought it up, right?
Yeah, she brought it up first. She said, oh, my gosh, you don't want to go over there with the coronavirus.
How long would you be going, though?
Just maybe one day.
Yeah, 20 grand. I know you're probably going to do it, but you just haven't had the time to fit it in, right?
Or
you're not going to do it.
You got who can...
I need references.
Yeah.
I need people who came back...
It's going to be true, doesn't it?
I need people who
have come back. Whose birthday party you're performing for?
I don't, yeah. Oh. And I want to know who's come back alive from the gig.
Do you have people who can check into that?
Yeah.
Do you have the internet?
Well, no, that ain't working. He wants an actual comedian that's gone over and spent. Because this ain't their first rodeo. They probably hired other people for this 20 grand thing.
Right.
Maybe you're over there and you're a sex slave for a week or something like that. Yeah.
What did you say, Todd? What are they called? The man boys? What are they called?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thai boys.
Thai boys. Yeah. I don't want to become one of those.
Lady boys.
That's it. Lady boy. As soon as I heard that, I went,
you're not Thai, so you wouldn't be a Thai boy anyway. You'd be a lady boy. You'd be a black Canadian boy.
That sounds creepy. I think you would take well to being a lady boy.
You wear wigs nice.
I would have to tuck, and that's just too awkward for me.
That's a lot of work.
You need references.
Especially when I sit down.
That people came back alive. I love that. You're right. I would have a reference.
And Ladyboy is kind of a young man's game.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm
Black
not...
don't crack, man. He's
yeah, look
young.
At me.
He looks really young. He's looked the same for 20 years. You know?
Absolutely.
Yes.
He just doesn't age.
He doesn't age. No, no. You probably feel a little bit, but you don't age.
Oh, I'm feeling it.
Greg Morton, go see him this weekend. The Funny Bone, funnybonomaha.com. Been coming here since
Greg,
the mid-90s.
Greg did a weird party last year in Dubai. I mean, that's...
Oh, you did?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I forgot about
Dubai
it. Okay.
Is pretty...
Also, somebody that spent a lot of money on you, I'm sure, right?
Yeah.
All right.
First-class hotels.
Man. And was amazing. It one party?
Several. We had, like, it was a club, actually. So
But a lot of comedians have been to Dubai and back, so you knew you were safe.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Exactly.
But Thailand.
Plus I had two other comics with me, too.
Oh, good. Okay.
Some backup.
Yeah.
So did they get the show? They all spoke English, obviously.
They were all expats.
Oh, okay. Got it. All right.
You know, USA, some Canucks, some Aussies, some Brits. Yeah.
All right. And then, but Thailand's a little different than Dubai.
It's a little different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, you could be eating like deer penis or something like that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Hopefully.
And that's just for the show.
Hopefully. Hey, I think you're trying to kill me.
I think Nick's just trying to get an opening gig here.
Yeah. Yeah. He is. He's here tonight. Nick's with him all weekend long.
Yeah, well, I don't want to go over there and be opening. That's exactly.
Right.
That's the gag there.
Greg's Twitter. What's your Twitter there, Greg? People to follow
it's,
you.
It's my Twitter. Oh, yeah. Greg Morton Comic.
All right. And it's...
And this is weird, guys. Somebody's trying to impersonate me on the Instagram.
Really? They look like you at all?
They just took my picture from my Instagram and put it in their Instagram.
And then they do what?
I don't know. They're putting out a fake account, and then they're contacting
my
followers.
Yeah. Now you know you're famous.
What can you do about that?
I reported them.
Okay. And have they responded?
No, they haven't responded at all.
There's got to be some kind of recourse there.
Well, I'm hoping.
Do you have your own Instagram account?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I got like 35,000.
If you would have won America's Got Talent, was there a big contract you couldn't do anything without their say?
Oh, yeah, there's tons
And that's
of
why
stuff
you don't want to win. You want the public acknowledgement but not win, right? Who won?
Cody Lee.
Okay, is that who is? What's he do?
Cody Lee. He was a piano player.
Singer. Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So he can sign the contract. You don't care, right?
But he can't
see it. They would own your. They would own your ass, right?
What's that?
They would own you if you don't.
Oh, yeah. Firstborn, everything, the whole thing. Because they have a what is it? Whatever you put out, albums, that sort of thing, specials. Yeah. They get a piece of that,
no matter what.
Yeah.
But they also would they have produced those specials for you?
Well, that's true. You know, maybe I should reconsider. But it is, that's a lot, though. I mean, it's pretty locked stock, lock and stock. But
okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Did you back and watch all your appearances? Can you watch yourself on stage? Can you watch yourself on stage?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, no problem. Okay.
Yeah. I just, I don't know. I can't watch it when I'm not on it.
Okay. I'm with you. Yeah, screw that. Yeah, screw that.
I understand.
Did you watch America's Got Talent before you I wouldn't watch it on it either.
The Dancing Dogs are back.
Yeah. Screw that show.
How long between the time you taped it and the time it actually aired?
Well, when it aired, I was in Alaska. I was in Juneau. So I'm trying to watch it. All I could do is watch clips.
Right.
So I'm standing out in front of a coffee shop trying to get Wi-Fi.
Really?
Looking at it on my phone.
Oh, man.
I was stuck on a cruise ship and
we
were docked and that was the only way. The damn cruise ship didn't have any Wi-Fi.
Now, they do some live shows, but how much of a lag between the time you
take I got you. I got you. I got you.
Went on the air. A week?
More than that.
Okay. But so you probably had to sign some kind of non-disclosure.
You couldn't say anything. I didn't even tell my parent, my mom.
Really?
Yeah.
Because she would blab. And you can't do it, right?
Yeah. All right. And that they come down real hard. I mean, there's a good fine. I'd say $500,000 fine.
We were just talking about that earlier because we think our buddy
Brett. And those hold up, don't they?
I mean, oh, yeah.
If they decide to sue you.
Oh, yeah.
They've got more lawyers than you do.
Yeah, they can string that out.
And you try to be quiet. Okay. Greg Morton, funnybonomall.com this weekend. Check him out tonight through Saturday and a kids show Saturday?
Sunday at 3.
Oh, Sunday at 3.
Sunday at 3. Right.
Yeah.
The only show on Sunday.
Nick is not on that show.
So mom had to find out at the same time as the rest of the world.
Well, I found out as the
same. No, your mom.
Oh, yeah. Well,
could you tell your wife?
Right. Watch the show, mom. Well,
I had to tell my wife.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Because then she thinks you're banging
somebody. Where are you going?
Right. Yeah. Where you going, exactly.
Who's this woman with the initials AGT? Who's this?
All of a sudden, she's on TV. She's yelling at you. Why are you in L.A. again? Who are you banging in L.A.? I can't tell you.
So Simon Cowell. Right.
Simon Cowell.
Oh, that's great.
You're confident your wife wasn't going to blab?
What's that?
Your wife wasn't going
to
blab.
No, she wouldn't. She doesn't like to go out in public. She doesn't like to go anywhere.
She doesn't?
No. Well, she likes to go out, but I mean, she didn't want to be anywhere near that show business stuff.
From day one?
At all, like zero. Yeah, they asked her to be on the show.
Oh, behind the scenes kind of thing?
Please, can you get your wife to be on the show? I go like, no, she ain't doing it.
That's kind of cool, though, for you.
Yeah. I totally respect that.
Yes.
So...
But she didn't want any camera time. Like, this is behind the scenes at Greg's house. You know?
They got me one time, okay? They said, okay, can you just call your wife and say, hey, honey, I got 4 stars.
Right.
You know, because I got four, was it 4 stars?
And you would just
what
hear
do they call it on the
4 yeses.
4 yeses. Then.
You tell me.
See, I was on the show. I don't even know.
I have a 10-year-old. Yeah. I know a lot.
I was watching the show.
You get a yes or an X, right?
Or what?
An X.
Or an X. I thought you said an ass.
All right.
You get 4, yes, an X. Yeah, so I got 4 yeses. I go like, hey, honey, I got 4 yeses.
Is your audio on the air then? Okay. Can you hear your audio? Okay.
And then they record it, and they, I put it on the speaker right on my phone.
Did she say, when are you coming home?
Take out the trash, Greg. Right.
I get that. That's what I get when I get home.
Yeah. And who's Heidi?
She looks like a bitch.
she said, oh, yoo-hoo. And they go like, oh, can you do it again? But go, woo-hoo.
Not yoo-hoo.
Not yoo-hoo. Oh.
Is that Canadian for woo-hoo? Yeah.
My wife never says woo-hoo.
No, okay. But she says yoo-hoo. So what'd she say?
Ooh.
Man, that's lame.
Yeah.
That's just lame.
You know, she's not an actress.
I know.
No.
I know, but she wasn't even happy at all. Yeah.
No, she was happy. Yeah.
But I like that they made her do several takes. Try that again.
And that was it.
It doesn't
audio.
Sound real enough.
No video at all of your wife.
No. Right. Most people still don't believe I have a wife.
Well, we've never met her, but you don't travel with
I've
her.
I've met her.
No. Oh,
you have.
I've met her. Okay. Deb exists.
Okay. Good. Well, Colleen would know.
I had my doubts, too.
Nope. She's a real live person. She's a very cool lady.
Well, yeah, exactly. Why do you think I'm going to Thailand, right?
Ladyboy Greg Morton, funnybonomaha.com.
No, not happening.
No, well, at the end of the show, he becomes a ladyboy, kind of.
Well, not till Thailand.
But the kids go out. That doesn't happen in the kids' show.
No.
That's not Saturday night.
That's a Saturday night show. Special ladyboy show.
Sorry, did you ever get the X while you were doing a set? Like, cause I know that they can go like, meh.
No.
Yeah.
You don't watch the show at all.
It's on in the background. So I always give my wife a hard time because she loves the choreographed dogs. She like laughed harder at that than I've ever seen her laugh at anything. And I'm always like, what the hell?
Yeah, well.
But. Yeah, I that's my favorite part about that show. They're like somebody's up there and they're just like, I'm like, that's what I would have done.
Yeah.
Not that I would have done that during your set. I love like it's when they just then you can see it in their eyes. Like,
well, they
oh,
do
no.
it. Don't they? People that they do it to singers a suck, right? Usually,
yeah.
Anybody
who's not into it. But sometimes
anybody just the act just looks like it sucks right away.
Yeah, if you get if all four of the judges give you the X, then you just have to stop.
I know that.
You don't even
I've
get
seen
to finish.
The X go off. In the middle of somebody's act, and they got to keep going because only one X was fired.
Yeah, brutal.
And yes. That would just suck.
That those are the instructions. Right. You get an X, you keep going.
Man. Now you can't just slip off and walk off and just go nuts. Yeah. Screw you too, Heidi. What's she look like a person?
I didn't see Heidi. She wasn't on my season.
Oh, yeah. Who's on your season?
It was Gabrielle Union.
Okay.
Oh, and, she's an Omaha girl, yeah.
And Julianne Hough.
Okay. Oh, they're both good looking.
Wasn't Cable Guy buddies with Heidi Klum for a while?
Well, yes. Yes. Yeah. They knew each other from...
Yeah, because she was in that blue-collar comedy movie. They were hanging out at a mall together. Shopping
that's
for lingerie
cool.
Or
oh, and
something.
He was farting.
Yeah.
Playing the fart sound effect around there. That's right.
So classy.
Yeah, it was classy. It was classy. That was a classy show there. Greg Martin, funnybone.omaha.com. Kids show Saturday. That's tonight through the weekend.
Tonight he's on.
Kids show Saturday
Sunday.
With us this morning. If I play Who's Taller later, Greg, do you know how to play that?
How does that go?
We'll tell you after during the break.
All right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.